All right. I'm going away now. How many times have I said that? So, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Yeah, Byron owns the rights to Brain Dead. Dwayne says, thanks for the show. Appreciate it.
Able to leap.
To answer your question, Dwayne, those Wi-Fi cameras that do pan and tilt, like with sales, I mean, you know, the Aldi one has worked out great, but I think the best, other than like eBay, and like, you know, I was mentioning earlier in the week, the camera in the room where the pump is. No, I'm sorry, not the one where the pump is. The one, the Rob P cam, that is the crappy eBay one. And it is, but the best deal, I can't remember if it's 40 or 50. But I think the best deal that I've seen consistently on a pretty nice camera is look at smarthome.com, their Wi-Fi pan and tilt camera, when they have them as refurbs. Then you can get them for 40 or 50. I can't remember which. And it seems like that, it seems like that's been happening more often.
Has he gone yet? No, he hasn't.
For it. If I don't enable JavaScript. Now it's coming up and going, you don't have JavaScript enabled. That's because you've got all kinds of crap on your web page that I don't want. But usually you have to have that enabled to do a search. Oh, it did come up.
And Blair didn't hear a whoop whoop.
I think it's under Instagram. Let's see.
Nomyo Horengekyo. Look on the webpage. Nomyo Horengekyo. Read the webpage. Nomyo Horengekyo.
These webpages suck. Well, of course not. I don't do stuff like sort. Oh, look at all the crap that it calls in.
Looking on the web page.
I don't want all this crap. All right, fine. There were only a couple results. Just no. Mm-hmm. Looks like they want $80. For that thing. No.
Doobie doobie doo 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 doo. KO's listening to a CD. Sally's going back to her book. Nobody got a whoop whoop. Pushover's broken again.
I can search, but I can't sort.
I'll just work on another 78 while Blair's doing that.
Doesn't look like they have refurbs currently. Looks like $80. But I do see those. I do see those show up. Oh, and I don't know if Byron was here. Araceli was talking about Blue Box Radio breaking up, and So I wound up checking it out, and I got sucked into something. Damn you, Sally. It was interesting. And the stream was cutting out occasionally, but there was something on this afternoon, Byron, and it was, I think it was almost over, because it seemed like it was wrapping up, but there was, it was like a bad encode or something. It sounded like a skipping CD. Well, it sounded like a bad encode, and it wasn't the stream. But that was interesting, whatever it was. I have no idea what the... I think it listed just... it was like a chapter name or something. But the only... You know, it said something like 59 Frady Cat. It's like, that didn't make any sense. But so I have no idea what I was listening to. But it was interesting. Something like... It's about this colony and the government's doing bad things and deceiving the people. It's like something like Colony 34 or something like that. But it was like a dramatized thing, and it's like, oh, this is cool. So I got sucked in. It's all Sally's fault.
You got right. Butterflied in.
Now I'm going away. No, try it now.
Are you sure now? You sure? You sure you're going away, Blair?
Time to get up and take some Adderall tomorrow.
You sure you're going away?
See if I get productive.
And you didn't hear a woot woot? Blair didn't hear a woot woot.
My leg will still be broken.
Blair didn't hear the woot woot. He sure didn't. So, yep, he went away. Alrighty. I'll load something here. Throw that down there. Put that down there. Snarf. Alright, I'm gonna load something. And it'll take me just a minute. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Oh, yep, here we go. We can do that. Yeah. Dizzy Gillespie and a classic piece of jazz, Manteca. From a 78 that I got today, believe it or not. This is the Bargain Counter Radio Network. The real Bargain Counter Radio Network. Coming at you live for just a bit of ad hoc program. Open it up with another 78 that I got a few days ago. I just was transferring tonight. Damiron y su orquestra from a Seco 78, Hispanic. A bit of rumba called Oye Mi Piano. See My Piano. Here. I have something I'd like to show you. You in the front row will have to move back a little bit. Interesting programming from Ackley Control. We now moved from Ackley Stand Control. We now go to Impaler Stand Control. This is just basically, I am going to bitch. And rant and vent my spleen at well, because I know I'm not going to remember all this on Wednesday night, so you may get pre-recorded content for Wednesday night. And hello, we're in secret, the room for the secret streams. Yeah, it's a piss and moan. Today I got up early and went up to North Glen to the Vintage Voltage Show, which is where people meet and sell electronics and such, and well, electronics and vinyl and guitar stuff. And I had missed it for the past 2 years, either because of weather or just sleeping, and you know, rather sleep in on a Sunday. But this year I decided, what the hell, I'm going to go up. And I was nudged into going up by the fact that Antique Electronics Supply was supposed to be there. And I was looking at purchasing a buttload of parts from them. So I get up there. AES is not there. The guy is not there. So I go, okay, I'll just pay my $10 early entry fee and go in. And I go in and I look around and nobody's got any parts. Nothing that I need. No tubes. Guys had some tubes, but not the tubes that I needed. But, you know, I think there was maybe about, there wasn't that many tubes there. What Vintage Voltage used to be was a decent place to get decent audio gear and decent older radios at a decent price. Not anymore. Prices were, oh, how do I kindly put this? Twice eBay levels. I mean, I saw that there was some stuff, that the stuff that was fairly and reasonably priced. There was a Zenith console, the robot shutter, not just the shutter dial, but a robot shutter dial. This was the automatic one. And the floor console. Yes, Blair says he thinks pushover is being broken right now. That's what I said. You didn't hear a whoop whoop when I started the stream 10 minutes before you ended it. Anyway, good price on that's usually about $150-$200 working condition. The guy had one for $175. It sold almost literally within minutes of the doors opening. Another one was a grandfather clock. I think it was a Stromberg Carlson. that had a radio in it. Fairly popular model. That is a 6.5 foot tall clock. Pretty good shape. Working for 110. That sold within 20 minutes of the doors opening. The rest of it, there were some interesting consoles, some interesting cathedrals, some interesting tombstones. These are types of radio cabinets. But people, you know, these were like common stuff you'd see in the wild if you're in an antique store for maybe $100, $150. I saw a radio, same type, that was $150 at an antique store going for $425. That's what the asking price was. I saw other stuff up there that was upwards of $700 and $800 for antique radios. And this is stuff that you can easily find in reasonable condition for $100, $150. You know, so basically a dime on the dollar, you can find this stuff. There was a lot of it up there. And more vintage electronics, such as, you know, like Marantz, Onkyo, Sansui, Crown, you know, 60s and 70s component stereo stuff was going, well, I talked to another ham operator that was up there today, and he was on his way down, and he said he saw a Marantz that he liked, but no way in hell was he going to pay $500 for. $500 for a Marantz receiver. When you can usually buy them for $100, and that's in good condition. And I know which one he was talking about too. I saw the one up there. It was a 2270. The guy wanted $500 for. I've got a 2262 that I picked up for $10 at another place. Akai R77 reel to reel decks. About 100, 100 and a half maybe. 400, 500 and up. And these are from these, you know, just like, God. Consoles, floor consoles, Philcos that you see for $50 to $100 or going for $400. I mean, like, come the fuck on, people. There were people selling vinyl up there for just outrageous prices. And then I figured out what it was on the way home. What the problem is. These assholes are looking at eBay and thinking they can make more. They were catering to the hipster flipsters. You know, these are flippers. These are the fucktards that you see that are picker wannabes, you know. They see this shit on the restoration shows on TV and think they can get that kind of money for it. And I will fucking bet you, and pardon my language, but this just really pissed me off. I'll bet you that all these hipster, flipster, catering butt-tards went home with very, very full trailers and very, very empty wallets. These people were just fucking amazing, man. So I'm not going to feel bad about dropping $40 for, and I'm not, well, let me backtrack a little bit. I'm not going to feel bad about dropping $40 for a Zenith farm radio in an antique store, which I was really hesitant to do. I didn't pick it up. This is one I saw last summer over in Hastings, Nebraska. So it was like, fuck it. When I go out antiquing or go out to Nebraska for train shoots, when I go take the photos of trains and such, I stop in an antique store and I see something and it's fucking reasonably priced, it is coming home with me. Fuck 'em. Case in point. the little silver tone that I got for $10. I saw one up there for $125. This is a four-tube plastic radio from the 1950s. And these are fuckers. Oh, man. Oh. Now, there was a table that had fairly cheap, run-of-the-mill, like All-American 5 stuff, tube stuff, that I could have picked up for $20 a piece. I could have got some real good stuff there, but I'm not into that kind of stuff. I'm saving for the German stuff. And there's one on Craigslist. There's a Blaupunkt, nice Blaupunkt German table console from the mid-50s for $80 on Craigslist. This is on his third relist. And I'm going to call tomorrow and I'm going to pick the damn thing up. You know, because these fucktards are just killing me. And I posted the thing on the Antique Radios group on Facebook, the experience, what I got from there. And it's like, they were amazed. And these are collectors. These are people that do restorations. These are people that actually, and even people that sell the stuff, that buy them, restore them, and sell them in their own stores. They're saying it's fucking ridiculous what they're doing. So Vintage Voltage, I will go up. I'll may cruise the vinyl bins. You know, if somebody's got something, I may pick it up. But I sure as fuck am not going to pay max price. I mean, never have I seen people asking so much for so little. And it pissed me off. I did pick up some 78s today. Two of them which you heard. Well, one of them which you heard. I'm going to play another couple for you here. And I'm working on transferring them as I speak. But let me pull a couple more tunes up and then we'll continue on here. Where's the other one? Huh. Yes, we'll do that. No. You've played that. Played that, Beef. I'll play that. Yeah, I'll play the other side of the Diz and see what we got here. Yeah, play. And the first one, you will have to excuse because it is not the greatest quality, but these were quick and dirty encodes. Are we on the IRC? Is anybody listening? Anyone at all? We're in pound secret on the IRC, so I'll wait and see when it comes around on the guitar. I know, Mason, you are. All right. Here with some more shellac wonderments. Thank you.
I've got a funny feeling things ain't what they used to be. Can't understand this condition. Has your love grown cold for me? Now if you pardon my suspicion, in this love affair can there be three? I hope that I have been mistaken, or has your love grown cold for me? I used to hold you tight, thrill you with my kiss. Can it be that you found another to bring you more love than itty bitty me? Give me the answer to my question. Is it to be or not to be? Then love me is my suggestion. Or has your love grown cold for me?
Dizzy Gillespie. That's the backside of Manteca, a thing called Cool Breeze. And yes, that was Diz doing the scat vocal along with another gentleman whose name I can't remember, and it's too far to go look at the disc. Before that, Camille Howard from a Specialty 78. And Has Your Love Gone Cold? Open it up with, it says on the label, Piggy Jones and His Orchestra, but I suspect that's Isham Jones. And Does My Sweetie Do? And How? It's from 1925 on a Jeanette acoustically recorded 78. Not the greatest transfer, but then again, these were quick and dirties. Some of the stuff I picked up today. The other thing that I had forgotten all about was I had found in my listening, and I know a lot of you like alternative radio programming as much as I do, just to have something going on with the going on with their background audio, like I do, because I don't listen to commercial radio. But I found a couple of new stations over the last couple of weeks that I've been really enjoying. One of them, and I've mentioned it on the IRC before, is Two Locks Radio, TWOLOCHS, as in Two Lakes. It is in a small community. It is the smallest FM station in the United Kingdom. It's up in Scotland, and it serves a couple of small fishing, a couple of small valleys and some fishing villages. It serves from the town of Wester Ross. And one thing that was cool about it, I was listening, they do some shellac programming, which was really good. They do programming for the older music, like us old farts like. And they also do a fair job of more modern music. Case in point, they have a Scottish charts show that the male presenter does in English and the female presenter does in Scots Gaelic, which is really kind of a trip to listen to. Let's see what they're...
Coming next.
Hi, I'm Brian of Confused.com. Thousands of customers have already claimed their free Brian toy. And no wonder. It's got many great features. Pull it back and it zooms across the floor. And you can even have a conversation with it. Listen to this. Free Brian toy. What's the Scottish word for small? Whee! See?
Confused.com.
Buy your car or home insurance through Confused.com and get your free Brian the Robot toy. Terms and conditions apply. Oh yeah.
Magic. On 105.4 FM in London and across...
Okay, and that should be marked. Your Brian toy. Oh my. Yes, push those mark that buttons now. They're on Magic FM right now because it's... not quite. Let's see. It is midnight. Let's see.
We'll be meeting the Queen, asking her to dissolve Parliament. It means MPs lose their titles. Well, this is expected to be one of the most closely contested general elections for decades. Labour's campaign chief, Lucy Powell, is confident.
We've always...
Oh, boy. Okay, they're in news. I don't have a schedule for them. Let's see if I can find a website here. The stream information I'll put up in the IRC. This is for Two Locks. So, and if you look up Two Locks Radio on start page, notice I didn't say Google, I said start page because I like it better. You'll find their webpage, and they do have a schedule. And with some good programming up there. So that's one, Two Locks Radio. It's another link. Another one that I found is from Perth. This is Capital 101.7. Their stream is a bit dodgy. But they do, they have a high bit rate of like 120 kbps at 22 kilohertz sampling rate. So it's a bit dodgy. And if that one dies, you can go to this one at 5622. Capital Radio, 101.7. And it is from Perth. They do a lot of, you know, stuff that Ray would like. And you also hear some older Australian music, which is pretty cool. I like having that on occasionally on the background. You know, look, search Capital 1017 Perth for information about that. So that's another one that I've fallen into that I like. Let's see if there's another one in here that I... Oh, yeah. If you like more modern music, kind of like the KCSN that is on the... what am I doing? What am I getting? Where am I at? It's like the KCSN that Clay and Brian listen to occasionally. There is a... Where'd it go? Up, here it is. CPR here has what they call CPR Open Air. They started off on AM, CPR being Colorado Public Radio. And they're doing a 6422 stream, and I think they're doing a higher bit rate one now that they've got an FM station and they sound halfway decent. And they do a lot of indie stuff, which is nice. They're on 102.3 here locally.
Open Air. Uninterrupted music until dawn from CPR at 102.3 FM.
So, isn't that's pretty good for a 6422 stream. Yeah, you might want to check out. So there are still alternatives. So it's good stuff. Good stuff out there if you listen for it. It's just you don't have to confine yourself to mediocre bullshit. Yeah, I'm getting to the point where if I'm going to listen to something or less, have something on background audio, I'm going to damn bloody well like it. I'm not going to put up with poop, which is why, and to be honest with you, I have not been I have eschewed a good measure of RFD programming. I don't like everything I hear on RFD, you know, but I realize other people like stuff, different stuff than I do, so... That's why sometimes I just kind of go off and listen to something else. If I don't like it, if I think you're spewing bull crap. And yes, Blair, except for the bargain counter programming, we could pretty fucking much call Sunday Brain Dead Sunday. And I apologize if that offends some of you other casters, but... I do listen to a good amount of RFD programming because I like it. Y'all know who you are. So, that being said, how long have I been on the air? We'll find out here in a minute. How long has he been on the air? Or do you even freaking care? Oh, 22 minutes. Oh, no. I have been on for 22 minutes, so I got a few more minutes. I can play another tune. So that's it. That's all, pretty much all I had for content. You know, I just had that. I just had to bitch and moan about Vintage Voltage because it just really pissed me off. Just the attitudes. And if people's attitudes are pissing me off, I'm going to fucking vent about it, okay? Okay. So that's what you get. That's what you get. And Pushover is still being broken. But, let's see. What else have we got here that we can play for you to kill off a few more minutes? Oh, I better know. I can probably do... Let's see, I did that. Let's do... What do we got here? Now, let's see what we... This was an encode that... you really just had issues with. It looks like somebody went over this record with an ice skate. I swear. Hasn't been tagged yet because I haven't finished the other side. Found a Georgia Gibbs EP. Good stuff on it. But like I said, so I think somebody went over this with a roller skate. So this, I had to do a lot of work on this. This is what we got. George Gibbs, Red Hot Mama. And have a little enjoy.
I know a gal, a wonderful gal. She's the sweetest gal in town. You can search for miles around, but no one can be found like this one. She has a smile that will open your eyes with a certain little way. And every time that you get near her, you look at her and say, hi, red hot mama, red hot mama. You're the one I need, red hot mama, red hot mama. Yes, indeed. I claim that you should be in the Follies, Hot Tamales. You have a pair of eyes just like old Svengali's. I confess that you possess the sweetest charm in town. And unless I miss my guess, the boys all follow you around. You make a music master drop his fiddle, make a bald-headed man part his hair in the middle. Oh, red-hot mama, red-hot mama, sweetest gal in town. You melted all the snow and ice away. Oh, red-hot mama, red-hot mama, sweetest gal in town. I say, sweetest gal in town.
Yes, it is something Byron would probably play. Pick that up today. A Spike Jones that I do not have, or did not have, until I bought it today. Love in Bloom from the 78. A little bit of ratty condition, could probably stand a better cleaning up, but literally just got done transferring that one. So, yep. Quick and dirty, that's what they are here on the Bargain Counter Radio Network. So, I think I'll leave you with that. And I want to go back to transferring some more. That's just all I had to say. That was content that I had from today and stuff that I had forgotten from last Wednesday. So, we'll see you Wednesday night, if not before. Have fun and get sleep and enjoy the week. Have fun. Enjoy the week. I said that already. It's one of those days. Good night. This is the Bargain Counter Radio Network, now leaving the air.